Dungeons & Dragons. Some claim it's a simple, harmless game.
I've reached the deepest dungeon. I'm now Lord of the Rings.
The dark shadows of the day soon crept into Mike's dreams as wild, grisly nightmares haunted his sleep.
I would see just horrific, awful, just bloody and horrible creatures passing at my friends, and I would stand there and watch my friends as they would be just passed apart, and it would be just incredibly crazy inside. I would wake up at night, oftentimes I'd be so upset that I would not be able to sleep for the rest of the evening.
I can tell the difference between reality and fantasy. Just about everyone I've played with can.
Going to join the Great Hall.
You can't. It's a trap.
I have spells. I'm going to fly.
Don't have enough points. I am the beast controller.
Beast controller.
Beast controller.
Yes. And I have absolute authority in this game.
This accusation of failing.
Make do, and nobody's murdered, and there's no violence there. I mean, to use an analogy with another game, who is bankrupted by losing a game of Monopoly? Nobody is, because the money is make-believe, the property is make-believe.
Dungeons & Dragons is a real serious problem. But as we'll see in the upcoming few moments, the problems with role-playing games have moved far beyond Dungeons & Dragons.
I began to look at the spells on page 41, and they have complete descriptions of how to cast spells and how to contact powerful spirits and how to use these spirits and these powers to overcome, obviously, evil or good, because there is both light and black magic in these books. We picked up another one, so that was just coincidence, and it's Dungeon Magic here. And we look through again, and we see in here, Casting Magic Spells, page 22, with the complete description, and it says here, each wizard has mastered a certain type of magic. When you meet a wizard, he will give you four basic elements of his mystical study. So we have a wizard now teaching the children of his magical studies, and then here it says, it is important to remember that the source of all magic is the life force of the universe.